Hey everyone, it's Andres, and this is something I need to talk about. Some of you that know how behind the scenes I've expressed my anger towards YouTube and Twitter, especially Facebook, for either their censorship or demonetizations on some things that I have to talk about. And that's interesting considering that all I've been talking about on my main show that I spent a lot of money on launching has been real estate related. But as soon as I even gave a whiff of saying anything that was deemed political, YouTube was demonetizing me. And because of guilt by association, as it said, I support groups that have been very vocal against Disney's version of Star Wars. And as a consequence, I've been shadow banned on certain areas on Twitter. I have experienced some similar activity on Instagram, but nothing that too big of a deal because I don't really care. I don't talk about those things on Instagram. But on Twitter, yes. YouTube, even worse, which is why I haven't really addressed it there. And off the record is off the record because I need a safe space that is not controlled by the media. To be able to silence dissenting opinion. So we are on the eve of the release of Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. And I'm going to give you a little like a chiming bell of spoilers ahead of time before I talk about that. All I got to tell you is that I was shadow banned on certain things because I supported the groups that were dissenting against Disney's approach to Star Wars and how they ruined it. They had zero plan on how to do these Star Wars movies. All they wanted to do was a merchandising thing. When they bought the Star Wars franchise, they made sure to not want to give George Lucas a royalty fee for using his character. So they tried to create new characters, which I'm all for if they were interesting characters, and they didn't do that. And instead of introducing great characters and fleshing them out among three movies, they had three different directors doing three different movies that were not connecting at all. And with the third director being fired and J.J. Abrams having to come in to do the last one and realizing how bad The Last Jedi was, they tried to pretend it never happened. So all that money that was spent on The Last Jedi, all the investment of fandom, and all the hate that came from the media against those of us that criticized it, because they called us racist, overweight, white men sitting in their mom's basement. Like, that's not stereotypical. They said that we were the trolls or we were Russian assets that were criticizing Disney Star Wars, and that we were just being misogynistic, racist and sexist because of Rosemary Tran, I think her name is. Kayleigh Marie Tran, because she was the trolls forced her off Twitter, and that's also a lie for the access media, mainstream media, that never happened. Yes, she got off Twitter because she was being hated, and when you check in who was hating her, it was robots. There was no accounts behind those things whatsoever. Those accounts never posted anything before. They just had like one or two comments in that were in reaction to Kayleigh Marie Tran, and they had absolutely nothing to do with the representation of the fandom. But the media has talked about it today, that was the representative hate that was coming from The Last Jedi, because The Last Jedi dared to subvert expectations and be inclusive and modern and all these different things. But anyway, the thing is, there was a lot of shadow banning and outright channel removals on YouTube as well, leading up to the release of The Rise of Skywalker. There was a lot of action on Disney's part to shut us up. And I gotta admit, it was very intimidating, especially for someone like me that has invested a sizable amount of capital on a channel that I just launched. Did I want to risk Disney removing it entirely? It was really risky. So I had to take a different approach to things, whereas other people had a considerable larger following, much more capital to be able to fight with lawyers. And they have taken with lawyers against YouTube, some successful, some not so successful. And this battle is ongoing. And with the new rules that were that came in this December, it just made things even worse. So a lot of these groups and us are getting together to basically kind of like a union kind of thing to take it up against YouTube and see how things turn out. But we'll see. Hopefully our collective voices can be something. But everything has been targeted against conservatives, unfortunately, and it's par for the course as we come to expect it. But we're crying for an alternative to YouTube at this point, because YouTube has not been behaving like a public forum. They've been behaving like an editor controlling the news, controlling the algorithms, and silencing dissenting speech, silencing voices that they don't agree with, and that has it's ridiculous. So and Facebook also being at the other helm, it's also made it the same way. But anyway, I want to get into the specifics of what got people like me shadow banned, because now that the movie's coming out, even the media is turning against the movie, because as of this recording, the embargo on the reviews have been lifted. So in other words, now reviewers can actually publish their reviews. Not looking so good, even considering these are leftist wackos that they eat this stuff up. They're not eating this one up. And we've been talking about it for almost a year, and we were told that we were lying. Disney was on a smear campaign like crazy. Hashtag not my Star Wars. And I want to tell you exactly what's in store for you, because I'm not watching this movie. I made a conscientious choice to boycott this movie at the theater. I'll watch it when it comes out on video or whatever. But I refuse to financially support the movie for its box office numbers. Will it make money in the box office? I'm sure the first weekend, yeah. But I expect a drop off in the second weekend, just like The Last Jedi. Because the fans are rejecting this one. Disney has been on a PR nightmare fix this past month after alienating the same fans they call racist, misogynistic, and homophobic. They've been trying to get us back into we made this movie for you. You know, it's been 40 years in the making. You know, this is the close of the Skywalker saga. Skywalker saga? You killed all the Skywalkers. So what do you mean this is the end of the Skywalker? There are no more Skywalkers. Unless, okay, spoiler alert, 3, 2, 1, I'll stop this video if you don't want to know the spoilers. 3, 2, 1, spoilers. Okay, what can you expect from this that we've been talking about for some time? So it's not a surprise to us. This has been in the works for some time. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, or was a Game of Thrones fan because of what happened in season 8, this is the same exact disaster for Star Wars. If you like this whole Reylo nonsense, fine, whatever. That's supposedly going to be in the film because fan service. If you were one of those that were actually rooting for Finn and Poe to be a couple, well, you're going to be disappointed because they're not doing that. Like, what the hell do you mean they're going to be a couple? If anything, it was supposed to be like Finn and Rey. That would have been way more believable. But that's not going to happen. There's going to be a lesbian kiss, though. Because apparently in a galaxy far, far away, you have to have LGBTQ representation from Earth. On a galaxy far, far away, because apparently it matters as much as it does here. Reasons. Rey, who had absolutely no character growth whatsoever, who is a character that knew the Millennium Falcon better than the original owner that had it for the longest time, and she's never flown in it. Somehow she knew the ship better than he did. Someone that didn't even know that the Force existed, and now is the most all-powerful Jedi/Sith, whatever the heck she is. She's the most powerful, without reason or consequence. She gets to kill the Emperor again. Like, wait, the Emperor is dead. Even George Lucas said he was dead. Even the actor that played Emperor Palpatine knew he was dead. Then J.J. Abrams came out and said, oh, no, it was always our plan. If it was always your plan, how come the actor, McDonald, I can't even remember his name, McDermott, just found out a few months ago? Like, that's not part of the plan. First of all, you weren't even part of the directing the schedule. You were brought in at the last minute, which was 2 years ago, to save this franchise, and you're not, because it was destroyed. First off, I blame J.J. Abrams, but then Rian Johnson just threw everything to the whatever. Anyway, he really screwed that thing up. And Rey is not a Skywalker, but she's supposed to I guess, identify as a Skywalker. These are the types of rumors that we've been reporting on. that got us shadow banned. And now with the movie out and critics out that have seen it, not and those in the social circle that, that I'm a part of, the group that I support, have seen it. And they're like, the leaks are 100% accurate. Disney was shutting down channels because they were spreading the truth about what to expect. This is what I call vindication. Because the media is always going to try to shut us down. And for a time, I have to admit, I was beginning to doubt. Because, you know, like, man, we're really risking a lot for a lot of assumptions. And we're right. Because you can't trust Disney. They don't care about making a good product. All they care about making money. The House of Mouse only wants merchandise. You think they actually cared about Pixar? They didn't let Pixar become its own studio because they wanted to reap in the benefits. They had a 10-year deal that then extended and then they just outright bought Pixar. But then they moved the staff from Pixar over to Disney Animation. So now the Disney Animation movies are rivaling the Pixar movies. And in some cases are better than the Pixar movies. But they're injecting SJW politics into the Disney Animation stuff and hopefully leaving him out of Pixar for as long as they can because Pixar's a different division altogether. But you think they care about Cars? Why did they make three Cars movies? Those were the worst movies in the in Pixar's repertoire. But all they wanted was merchandising because it was the merchandising king. Kathleen Kennedy, who is the president and CEO of Lucasfilm, she said in an interview this month that, oh, it's so hard to do a Star Wars movie because unlike other properties, there's no existing material to pull from. Like, are you kidding me? 30 years worth of Star Wars novels and graphic novels and video game lore, and you didn't know where to look for stuff for Star Wars? So you had to make up bogus bull and basically redo A New Hope with The Force Awakens? That's how out of touch these people that were in charge of Star Wars were. Kevin Feige, who runs Marvel Studios, is supposed to be taking over Lucasfilm. I hope so. Even though I don't like him as a person, at least the guy knows what the heck to do. So I'm looking forward to him righting the ship. And now the narrative is this, because the movie's going to be bad, okay? The movie's already going to be bad. It's going to perform bad at the box office. So the questions already started because the pre-sale tickets are not where Disney wanted them to be. Like, oh crap, we gotta bring the nostalgia back. Let's bring back the Emperor. Ha, he's still alive. Subverting expectations. You thought he was dead. Oh, look, it's someone else you'd like. Lando Calrissian. Oh, someone else for you to kill. Because you just want to kill all the great characters, right? Because you can't bring an original character and you can't even make them likable. Dude. You guys ruined Poe. He was like the best thing going for Star Wars and you just ruined him in The Last Jedi. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. there it is though. That Disney did not know what the heck to do with Star Wars. And the narrative right now is going to be like, oh, is it box office fatigue? It looks like people are tired of Star Wars. People are tired of Star Wars? Then why the heck are the Star Wars fans loving The Mandalorian on Disney Plus? Almost everyone I know that got Disney Plus didn't get it so much for Disney stuff. They wanted it for The Mandalorian. But it's box office fatigue? No, the fans are starved for something good. When you give us Terminator Dark Fate, that's an SJW political nonsense, and you give us Charlie's Angels, a remake with SJW nonsense, and you take the greatest franchise, the most expensive IP, most profitable IP in Star Wars, and turn it into an SJW soapbox, fans are going to reject it. Guess who's next? 007. That thing is done. It's dead on arrival. Because you're stupefying all the characters, especially if they're white males. You have to stupefy them. I'm not even white. But like I told the congresswoman that represented us at the time, it's like, man, what are you going to do when you go to represent us in Congress? Are you going to change the tone up there and tell everybody that, hey, we're all the same? Because I look at this white person over here and I'm like, man, it sucks for you. You're racist by virtue of being white. And all she could say was, oh, everybody knows I'm a Hillary person back then because it was Obama. And Obama was making everything just more race segregation. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. Point is that I'm just so happy to be vindicated. I was shadow banned, but at least I was proven right because all those idiots that were trying to silence us, were trying to stop us from speaking the truth. And it's always going to happen for those of us that are trying to speak the truth. So just wanted to put that out there. I wanted to get this word out there because I feel liberated in a way. I had this burden leading up to the movie. I was hoping to be wrong about the movie, and I'm proven right. So I'm happy that I was proven right. I'm not happy because the movie was something I wanted to enjoy, and Star Wars is ruined. Thank you, Disney, for ruining Star Wars. It's like you're ruining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And that's it. All right, everybody. If you haven't checked out my stuff, go check out my stuff on the Facebook page at The Andres Segovia. That's where I post a lot of stuff. My Instagram pictures go to my Facebook page, not to my personal Facebook. And if you're interested in what I have to say about just about it, everything besides real estate, you can find out about Off the Record at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. But anyway, thank you so much for your support. Today is the last day if you haven't participated yet in my giveaway. So I recommend you check that out. It's going to be on Instagram at TheAndresSegovia. So you have a chance to still win. So hashtag the Work Smarter giveaway and a hashtag take my stuff. So there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for watching. And just wanted to share that all with you.